You are listening to What Comfort Zone, a weekly podcast by Emily and Laura in partnership with Body Confidence HQ.
Hello and welcome to episode 19 of the What Comfort Zone podcast. This week, we decided that we were going to talk about your inner child and your inner being and how, as an adult, we should encompass that more often and behave more like our inner child wants us to rather than society expects us to. So I'm joined today by Laura and Emily.
Hello.
Hello.
And we've also got two special guests. We brought along a teenager called Abigail. Say hi.
Hi.
And we brought along a six-year-old called Lily.
Hi.
These two delightful beings are my children. And tonight we've brought them on to get the perspective of children.
Yeah. I'm really excited, actually, because I've written some questions on purpose to make me either like you more or not like you more.
Don't pressure me like that.
Look at my face. There is a right and wrong answer.
Do you know what that's gonna be for that answer? Do you want?
Go on.
It's gonna be A. That's gonna mean yes.
That's like a question like what belongs on pizza, ham and pineapple. No.
So, I think it's important to look at this and look at things from a younger person's perspective, because so often we say, like, channel your inner child, and I mean, I think I'm pretty good at it because I act like a child most of the
time. I am not good at it. So I went, I was on holiday last week in Devon, and we went coasteering, which is basically like walking around rocks, jumping off rocks into the sea. And yeah, like, don't get me wrong, it's scary. It definitely did push my comfort zone a bit. But it's kind of one of those things that once you do like one of the jumps, like you kind of get into it. But honestly, at the top of the first jump, and it wasn't even that high, this instructor was like, just be a child. And I was like, that's not relatable at all. You're not helping. And then I was thinking, hang on a minute. Yes, it does help. I should be a child. And I just jumped in and screamed. Like screamed all the way down, and he was like, what on earth is that scream? I was like, you asked me to channel my inner child, and that is what came up. Don't ask questions. That is just what
I think that kids can be quite fearless, can't they? So like, you two girls go on stage quite often, don't you?
Yeah.
And you compete in competitions.
Yeah.
And you do that. Do you ever get scared before you do it?
Sometimes I get scared because like there's a lot of people looking at us, and I start to get a bit worried.
So when you are worried, and when before you go on to do a competition and you feel worried or you feel nervous, what do you do, or who helps you so that you don't feel nervous or worried anymore?
I need help with something that I don't know which goes next and I'm a bit nervous if I get it wrong, there's a teacher that can help me and show me what we have to do.
That's good. Abigail, what about you? If you're feeling nervous or if you're scared before you go on a competition, what do you do, or who helps the most?
Grandma.
Go on, tell us about grandma.
You can, like, if you're in the middle of the dance, you just look over and she just stands out. She's just smiling at you nonstop.
Aww.
She's your biggest cheerleader, isn't she?
Yeah.
She's a bit crackers too.
Maybe just a bit.
Oh, now I understand.
If grandma's in the family.
I understand a lot now.
Yeah. Yes.
Definitely glad we're recording video here. So, if I was to say to you, what age do you think somebody's old?
Is your mum old?
Yes!
So okay. Lily's going for 34 then. Cheers.
No, not 34.
So how old?
Younger than you.
100.
100?
Correct.
Abigail, how old is somebody when they're old?
100.
What do you think?
It depends on what it's for.
Just in general. Someone's old.
Like
when do you look at someone and think, God, they're a bit old?
40.
Wow, I've got 3.5 years, guys.
Your dad's 40 in March.
He is old.
I think that is definitely 2 times 5, 100.
That maths. Yeah, well,
10 times 5, 100.
Divide by 2.
10 times 5, 100.
And I don't know about you two, but you probably did think that when you were young, and did think that old was like 30 or 40.
I don't think I ever, when I was younger, had a plan for the age I'm at now. Like when I was growing up, probably when I was your age, Abigail, I had in my head that by the age of 25, I'd be married, 26, I'd have, I mean, to be fair, I was 26 when I got married, so I wasn't far off there, but I thought 26 and 27, I'd have children and I'd, live in a house and have my family, and that was my life's plan. I didn't really plan much else other than that, or past that. And I mean, I've checked off two. I live in a house. And I got married.
I got a husband.
Yeah, man child. So what do you think you're gonna do with your, have you got your goals and you think you know what you want to be?
I want to be a marine biologist. That's like it.
Wow.
That's a pretty epic goal, to be fair. You should definitely work towards making that happen.
Definitely. So do you know what you need to do to get there?
Science, a lot. And then I don't know anything else.
Work hard.
Yeah.
Really, really, really hard.
Go and swimming with your mum a bit more.
Yeah, come swim with fish.
What about you, Lily? What do you want to do when you grow up?
I think I want to be a person that makes stuff.
Like what?
What kind of stuff?
Like slime.
Play-Doh. That makes slime and Play-Doh.
And Play-Doh, because I already know how to make Play-Doh.
Well, there you go. Someone has to make it, don't they? So you can be that person.
If we've been making it at school's the best.
Just side note there, Play-Doh and slime are never allowed in my house, just so you know. Let's just get that rule down right now. It creeps me out.
Play-Doh. So, Lily and Abigail, what do you think adults do that's boring?
Never let us have a yes day.
A yes day. So go on, what's a yes day?
Explain.
So you pick a day, and that's the day where you do a yes day.
What do you do?
The parent never has to say no.
Oh.
Whatever you ask, like, mummy, you have to dip your head in slime poo. They're not allowed to say
no. Otherwise they lose.
They're supposed to say yes.
Yeah.
And
how do you have to pee your head in slime pool,
Perry? Poo. Slime poo. Not a slime pool. A slime pool. Quite all right, but slime poo was what she said. Yeah, it's out of my comfort zone. I'm gonna say
just a
out
bit.
Of my comfort zone. So, well, Abigail.
What do adults
say before? No! Say yes!
Sorry, Emily, go on.
What do we do that's boring, Abigail? What do adults do that's boring?
Like, sleep and stay home. I just want to go out and do stuff.
What kind of stuff?
Anything. Like, spend a day out. Like, anywhere. Like, shopping. I could just like leave them to like the cinema, out for tea, anything like that.
And adults don't do these things?
Not often enough.
Okay. That's probably a valid point, not often enough. Like, yeah, we probably do those things, but do you know, if you go back to being like, I don't know, for me, especially 16, so I was working, so I had a bit of an income coming in, but like not, I didn't have any responsibility for anything. Like I was probably out all the time, like at the cinema, going out with friends, going out for tea, doing this, doing that. But then something kicks in, doesn't it, when you get a bit more responsibility that makes you think you shouldn't really be doing that.
Yeah, definitely.
Like and bills.
Yeah.
You can't stop.
Yeah. Yeah, like bills. That's it. It kind of, I guess it kind of hits home a bit, doesn't it? Because like, obviously as a parent, you try and fit like fun days in and like, oh yeah, we'll go to the zoo or I'll take you to the cinema. But when you look back and think about it, they actually aren't that often. But like Laura said, like when you're young and when you're a child, you don't necessarily see or understand the bills and the constraints to doing that all the time.
Abigail, what do you think that adults could do more of that's fun that might be free?
I don't know.
About walking, going out walking, that's free.
That's boring.
Have you ever met a teenager, Emily?
Only myself.
Teenage Abigail does not like walking.
Well, I didn't like walking before I was a teenager.
No, she didn't. So I've got one. So when we speak about comfort zone and doing things that are stepping out of your comfort zone, I'm going to go to Abigail first. What do you think is your comfort zone? What do you think it means?
Like when you want to do something but your brain's like telling you not to do it, but then you persuade yourself to do it.
Okay.
But you're still a bit scared, like.
Yeah, okay. Lily, what do you think it is?
I think like it's when you get a bit nervous.
Yeah.
In case anybody sometimes watches you when you're doing something that, like maybe you have a secret diary that nobody else is allowed to look in it, and it, you sometimes get a bit like nervous if they look at it.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, that's
good.
That is good. Is that it?
Yeah.
Pretty, you're going to take.
Lily, have you got a secret diary?
Have you got a secret diary, Lil?
Oh, she's ignoring you.
So, what do you do anything when you say that you feel like nervous or you want to do something but you're a bit scared about it? Do you do anything at home that might make you feel braver or stronger?
Yeah.
What do you do? What do we do at
home? I go up to my bedroom.
Yeah.
And I get a teddy.
Yeah.
And I always, when I get back downstairs, I put my teddy down on the sofa. I'll come back upstairs and get a blanket. And when I'm done, I always get under my blanket and grab my
teddy.
And I always snuggle with it every time I get scared, nervous.
Do you do anything with Abigail and with Mummy? What do we sometimes do that sometimes feels a bit silly?
Tells you, you tell me to not to do it and I don't do it.
Abigail, what do you do at home? What do we do at home that we all do together sometimes? To help feel braver, stronger. What kind of things do we do?
Like I forgot the word, but affirmations.
Affirmations. Yeah, so what kind of affirmations do we say?
Like, I am brave, I am strong.
Lily, can you think of any? When we're in the mirror and we shout them out loud, what do we say?
I am brave, I am strong, I am kind. I can do this. Even I love Mummy. I love Abigail.
Aww.
<That'd be cute.
laughs> I love my teddy.
Pretty good affirmations, aren't they, to be fair?
They're really good.
My favourites, I can do this.
Oh yeah.
Say it, love.
Check, 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 check.
So So do you think that grown-ups are happy?
Sometimes I can be a bit grumpy.
Why do you think they're grumpy?
Shall I leave the room before you answer this?
Yeah. Like when you wake them up by just slamming your drawer by accident.
Yes, Abigail does do that a lot.
And you know what it always does? I'm like this, and when Abigail does it, I sometimes do this.
For those that aren't watching, Lily was asleep and then woke up.
Punch people.
And punch the air.
Lily?
Yes?
What do you love best about yourself?
I'm thinking.
Fast answer. Don't think about it. What do you love most about yourself?
Okay then, what do you love most about Mummy?
Lily's giving Kerry a cuddle right now.
What do you love the most about Mummy?
That you always help me when I don't know his work.
Aww, you're good.
Aww.
You big cutie. Abigail.
Even when I get stuck on a word in a book, Abigail always.
So Lily, like Emily said,
yeah.
What do you love most about you?
That I'm kind and always when sometimes somebody falls over that's in my class, I always be kind and help them up.
That's good.
That's
really good.
What about you, Abigail?
I don't care what people say.
That's good.
If I know that somebody's saying something, I just don't care.
That's an amazing.
That's a really good skill.
And it's a really cool thing to have as your favourite thing about yourself as well.
It's my favourite thing about you too.
Don't ever lose that.
So Emily, what's your favourite thing about yourself?
Oh God, we went there. Favourite thing about myself? I think I could be quite empathetic. Like I can see things from lots of people's perspectives and appreciate how they feel and why they feel that way. And try and help, obviously, if I can. Go on, Kerry, what do you think about yourself?
Laura?
I like the fact that I am, I feel my own presence sometimes. I like it when I enter a room because I know I'm going to brighten it up.
Yeah.
Definitely. Go on, Kerry.
So I like that I kind of see myself as the opposite to a mood hoover. So when there's people that like suck the mood out of everything and you might feel like they suck the life out of a room, I feel like I'm the person that does the opposite and that tries to build everybody back up and make everybody smile.
Yeah, that was a really better way of saying what I was trying to say. It sounded a bit beginning instead.
No, it didn't.
Oh,
God. I think it's really important to remember things like that, that you just said, because that's something that I've had to relearn, to not care what people like, not care what people think. And it's something we've all had to relearn, isn't it? And it's something that I think I was probably pretty good at when I was your age. So keep telling yourself that and keep that frame of mind, because it's difficult to
as old as
it.
Yeah. It is. If you get into the worrying about what other people think about you and other people's opinions, like you say, it can be hard to flip reverse that and go back to being like, nah, I am who I am and it's not my problem if you don't like that.
So what would you do? Sorry, Emily. What would you do if you saw Mummy was really upset? What would be the first thing that you'd do to cheer her up?
Hug her and then see if she wants to watch a film.
Yeah? What about you, Lily?
I think if she's sad, I always would feel like I want to hug her, and I always feel like I want to go to the park with her for a bit to make her happy, to try and make her happy at the park. Even sometimes I always want to to watch him go out and watch him and go out to the theatre and watch a movie at the theatre.
The theatre?
And I always think that if, like, she always starts to get sad, I always, sometimes get dad and I on the sofa, get mummy lying on top of him, and then I lie on top of mummy!
A big Newton pile on!
I
did wonder where that conversation was going.
Yeah, so did I.
So
did I. What's your favourite thing that you do with your mum and your dad? What's the best, like the best day? What would the best day be?
Go to the theatres and watch a film, and always come back to home and hug her.
No.
Aww. Abigail, what about you?
Like go out to like a trampoline park or something, and then go out for tea.
Yeah. Favorite things to do.
Yeah.
I'm very active as well. I've never been to a trampoline park.
I go to them all the time with Daddy.
They are really good fun.
Have you not been to one of the exercise classes at a trampoline park?
Oh my God, I don't actually think I'd be able to.
No, we need to do it. We need.
I've done it on a little trampoline, but not.
No, we need one at London Road. Yeah, London Road. We need to give it a go because I went once and honestly, wow. Like,
I don't think my pelvic floor would hold up.
We can get you a nappy.
Okay.
You guys realise we're still recording, yeah?
It's all right. You've not had a chance to mention your IBS. So I was getting in there with a personal problem.
Abigail, do you know what IBS is?
No.
Okay. We'll talk about it later. It's something I have to tell the world about. When are you at your absolute happiest?
When I'm like, I don't know. When I'm with my friends or like my mum and dad, like grandma and Stanley and Phoebe.
To be around people you love.
Yeah.
Yeah? That makes you happy.
Yeah.
How about you, Lil? Have we lost you?
Really? Stand up.
When are you at your happiest?
When
are you at your happiest?
I always, when I'm the happiest to snuggle,
What are you doing when you're at your happiest?
Cuddling your mummy.
Cuddling me. Oh, that's nice. Cuddling mummy. I'll take that.
No, but that just shows, doesn't it? Like, we think we need all these things to make people happy, but sometimes people just want a hug.
Yeah, that's it.
And to be surrounded by the people that you love.
Love makes the world go round.
Yeah. I wasn't sure whether you'd say something like that because some children or teenagers that you ask would say when I'm watching the telly or when I'm playing on my iPad and things like that. And I'm not going to lie, it would have made me quite sad if you'd said that. But I think that's something really important to take from this is, you know.
I like playing on the PlayStation with my mum when we play Fortnite and we're just screaming at each other.
There is no actual violence involved in that.
So again, that's with your mum, and I think that's really important.
I think when people ask or when people say, like, when do you see your children at the happiest? Abigail, in particular, her face is the happiest, and she'll know as soon as I say it. I think she probably knows already what I'm going to say. But her face is the happiest and she has the biggest smiles on her face when she's competing. Oh, and everybody always comments that Abigail's not bothered if she wins. She just looks like she's having the absolute time of her life while she's dancing.
Oh. It's all that matters though, because you know what? If you're having the time of your life, it's not always about having technical skills, is it? The rest of it shines through.
Yeah, and Lily just dances like the lights are off and no one's watching.
When she did the freestyle.
Not necessarily following the tuition that she should, but having a good time nonetheless.
That's all that matters.
That's all that matters.
She just dances.
So did we have some quotes for today, girls?
I'd like to draw attention to my favourite quote, I think from our first episode, by the way. Whatever you do today, do it with the confidence of a four-year-old wearing a Batman t-shirt. I think that is also very relevant to the conversations we're having today.
It is.
Just shows that what you said before about not caring what people think about you, as adults grow older, some do start to really care about what people think about them. But if you imagine yourself as a four-year-old wearing a Batman t-shirt or a princess dress or whatever, you feel like you can take on the world. So I think I'm gonna go with that. I did find some other ones, but I'm recycling.
I like
Batman
it.
One.
I like it. I went for see the world through the eyes of your inner child, the eyes that sparkle in awe and amazement as they see love, magic and mystery in the most ordinary things.
Ah, that's true.
Yeah.
Simple things like a hug.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, the most ordinary things, like you said, the things that you do every day without even thinking about it. And even though we all automatically think we need to do more of the stuff that costs money to get happiness, like going out to the cinema or the zoo or shopping. But then when you actually dig skin deep and you ask children what makes them happy, the answers have been hugs and like love related, and that they're good.
Yeah, definitely. My quote is, there are no seven wonders of the world in the eyes of a child. There are 7 million.
Yes. That's a very good one.
Yeah. Everything's exciting, isn't it, to children?
Mm. Yeah.
Like every new experience as well, it's all learning.
Just like Lily's hair right now.
Lily's got hair exciting. What are you doing?
I mean, I don't know if you can see the dress in the ball gown in the back of the picture right now, but Lily got very excited to put that on earlier.
Aww.
Can you see it?
I can see it.
So, Abigail, if you could send a message now to yourself when you're 30, what do you think you'd say?
I'm not sure.
That's a tough one, isn't
it? It's a tough one. Something about like you and a child and how we've said that like as we grow up we can
get boring,
guilty of like not listening to you and a child.
Keep smiling.
That's a nice one.
Good one. Yeah. Lily, if you could say something to you when you're much bigger, so when you're like the same age as mummy, and 6-year-old Lily had a message for 30-odd-year-old mummy, what would you say? What words would you say?
Mummy is 24,000 years old.
Thanks. That's exactly what we meant.
44 equals 2090 and equals to...
Mummy doesn't feel that way, did I bring you
101. And 2 and equals to 1020 equals 122 equals...
Disclaimer, please don't use this for revision.
80, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 80, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90, 90
So, is there anything that you want to ask us about being grown-ups?
Oh, I definitely have one.
Go on then.
What is the favourite thing to do with your kid?
Well, I've got a nephew, and my favourite thing to do with Ollie is take him outside to the park and watch him have fun on the swings, and I like showing him things that he's never done before. Is that a good answer?
Good answer. Emily.
Look, please.
I also don't have a kid, but I do have a puppy, which I'm going to class as being a bit like a kid. And I've also got my friend's kids as well. And I love taking them to the beach, like digging sandcastles, watching the dog dig, watching the kids dig, dipping the toes in the sea. looking for shells, things like that.
I like so different things because the children are different ages. So with Abigail, the teenager, I really like that she's started coming outdoor swimming with me in the wild water. I really like that she's started doing that and enjoying it rather than thinking her mum's
a lunatic.
Lunatic. And with Lily, I like doing the messy, muddy stuff that Lily likes to do, like creating potions or jumping in really dirty puddles, because Lily likes nothing more than being filthy.
Pretty much.
3 points for Mummy, 1 point for Laura.
And what about Emily? What about Emily? Emily just said, how many points did
She's
Emily get?
Trying to write her answers down here.
What did? How many points does Emily get for her answer?
I didn't ask her a question.
She answered the one about children and what's her favourite thing to do. And she said that she likes to go on for the beach with her dog Rory and her friend's children. How many points does Emily get?
Oh, she's totting them up.
There's a lot.
She's making a tally chart. Not sure how accurate it'll be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many?
She's counting now.
Have you thought of your question while we wait for Lily to count up the points?
When you were younger, what, like, the thing that you regret doing?
What do I regret doing? Oh, wow.
23.
Emily got 23.
Wow. I'll take that.
100.
That's a really deep question. I think I regret not taking studying seriously because I didn't. No, I didn't. I wish I'd finished college and I wish I'd stuck at things. And I wish that I'd enjoyed time with family more, because I think sometimes it was a bit of a, oh, we're getting in the car and we're going in the car for an hour. And it wasn't thinking about the actual time spent there. So, yeah. Well, that's a really good question.
That was a really good question.
Mummy's turn.
I'm going to say that from growing up, I regret the most being concerned or being bothered by what other people thought of me, and then changing the way I acted because of that. Whereas I don't do that anymore now, because I've become a badass queen that doesn't care what anybody else thinks. So, Emily, what do you regret the most?
I think I regret not spending as much time outside. So I used to ice skate a lot, which is still active, and it's great. But I also spent quite a lot of time inside, and we used to have a caravan up in the Lake District, and like my mum and dad would say, oh, we're going for a walk. And I'd be like, nah, I just want to stay on MSN to my friends, thanks. Like, you go walk. But now it's really weird because I'm an adult, and the only thing I ever want to do as soon as I finish work or comes to weekend is be outside in that spot where I took for granted when I had it. Like literally available all the time. So yeah, probably being outside more, like less MSN and MySpace, and I guess nowadays for your generation, Abigail, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, less of that, more actually being outside and making memories.
Yeah.
On that note, can you please take us course steering?
Yeah, definitely. Are you up for it, Laura?
I'm gonna see Laura's face.
Side note, I think Laura's soul just left her body.
Love it.
Tune in next week to find out if she agrees.
Oh, I think questions from you too.
No more questions.
What's it like to be an adult?
Can
you
have the pencil just to write what her score is?
No.
I think she's got a score enough. Have you got anything else you want to know about being a grown up? What age do you think you become grown up, by the way?
20.
20? Okay.
Good answer. I was
pregnant. I'll hold you to that.
I was pregnant with you at 20.
Is there anything else you'd like to know?
No.
No?
No.
Probably best, to be fair.
Well, I think on that note, do we say bye?
on a podcast?
We do.
I think we do as well.
I think somebody needs to shout to start us off. Lily, do you want to shout bye?
Bye, bye!
Bye! Bye! Bye.
It's important to say that this podcast is just our thoughts, feelings and opinions from our own personal experiences. We're not certified mental health coaches and we haven't had any training. However, if you feel that you're in a place where this podcast isn't helping and you need some more help, please do reach out to a certified body or a coach or a therapist to get you some extra help.
Don't forget to hit subscribe so you get notified when we launch a new episode. You can get in touch with us at What Comfort Zone Podcast or at Body Confidence HQ.